Chafa Beis, yes, that's the Mishnah, Alecha Hay. You're a day behind. Chafa right. Beis.
I'm a day behind?
Obviously. Chafa Beis.
Page 40. Oh, great, that's good.
Okay. Hakok Shem Nikros on Megillah. Everybody can read the Megillah. Chut Mecher Shoyt V'Katan, except for a child, I mean an imbecile, Chachayosh is a deaf mute, or here might actually be just a deaf person. We're going to discuss that in the Gemara. A shoyt, an imbecile, a katan, and a child. Rehina Machshir B'katan, who says a child is okay. Anchor is the Megillah below Molim, below Tovlin. One cannot read the Megillah, nor have a bris milah, nor do tefillah, nor tefillah for anything other than nidah, as we will see. Below mazin, nor sprinkling paraduma water. The chen shomeres yom v'kineged yom, and so to a woman who's not who's a zava, does not go to the mikvah if she's within shomeres yom v'kineged yom. She's a zava katana, right? She just goes to the mikvah the next day because she hasn't seen yet 3 days straight. Ad shetonei tzachama, can't do this until sunrise. V'kulin shasem yishalala amud hashachar, however, b'diavad, if you did all these things after dawn, it suffices, kosher. Amar Ramazza, Ramazza said to Rabbi Yossi, this is going like Rabbi Yossi. Now, there's a problem with this Gemara, there's Gemara here on top of Chofim, Ba'an Chofim Beis, and Ta'an Chofim Mouth, is that there are two Rabbi Yossis here, one of which is the Tana, one of which is the Amora, and sometimes one is called Yossi, and sometimes the other is called Yossi, sometimes one is called Yossi, and the other is called Yossa. So it's hard to sort out who's who. So Amar Ramazza, Masa said, Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Masa, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, because our Mishnah says a deaf fellow cannot read the Megillah. And that's Rabbi Yossi's Svara in Trumos, who said, in Brachos actually, he says that somebody who reads the Shema and does not hear what he's saying is not Yossi. So to hear somebody who reads the Megillah and cannot hear what he's saying, even though he can read it, right? He's not a deaf mute, he's just a deaf fellow. But since he cannot hear what he's saying, so therefore he's not Yotze. So he wanted to say, our mission is Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossa, so Rabbi Yossa the Amora said, Havinan Savin Meimar, we thought to say, Ma Pligin Rabbi Yossa of Rabbanon, and what does Rabbi Yossa the Tana and Rabbanon argue? Bishma, only by Shema. We thought that the Machlokas is an isolated one, which only pertains to Shema. Dichsibe, Shema, says by Shema, listen, hear. So therefore you can't hear, you're not Yotze. Hashar kol mitzvahs, but all other mitzvahs, lo, it doesn't pertain to the other mitzvahs. However, min mad Rab Masna Omar, since Rab Masna said, the Rabbi Yossi, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, is the one who forbids even to that person to even read the Megillah, not just Shema. Hadamaraz teaches us Hishma Hishar Kol HaMitzvos, that Shema and all the other mitzvahs are equivalent. No mitzvah can be performed, a mitzvah which has to do with speech, by somebody you cannot hear by what which he is saying. My time of the Rabbi Yossi, what's the large Rabbi Yossi, the Tana? Because it says, Vazanto L'mitzvosov, listen to the mitzvahs. What does it mean, listen to the mitzvahs? Shma oznecha, your ears should hear, mashepicha medaber, that which your mouth speaks. Otherwise, you're not Yotze. So therefore, he clearly holds that you have to hear, Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, stated that the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, is that you always, by all mitzvahs, have to have the capacity to hear what you are saying. Otherwise, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. Okay?
Now, there is another similarity between Shema and Megillah. They both have to be in Hebrew.
That's true, but that here, where the word Shema, which pertains to the Shema, does not pertain to the Megillah, and that's where Rabbi Yossi proposes that if our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi the Amora, let me call him Yossa and Yossi, Yossa for the Amora and Yossi for the Tana. That's why Rabbi Yossa proposes that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's a din in all mitzvahs, not just in Shema, and it's not from a separate pasuk which pertains to all mitzvahs, the pasuk of Vahazanta, you have to listen to what you're saying. Okay?
Inside,
yeah, but that doesn't work. That works according to Rabbanan, but not Rabbi Yossi.
Oh, okay.
There is such a sheet in Allah. I can't tell you wrong, but Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that way. Okay, just according to this perspective.
This Shabbos, there's a convention of deaf.
audiologists?
No,
deaf people?
Deaf people.
Yeah.
They're going to be dominating
the Yahweh people?
100 people.
Oh, it's Yahweh or Yahweh?
Yahweh.
Yeah. Okay. So says Gemara, Rav Chista Amar, top of Chof Aleph and Aleph, Rav Chista said, Leis kan cheresh. You know what? The truth is, cheresh should not be put into our Mishnah. Vashigras lashanu. It just got put in as the run of the tongue. You know, because we always say cheresh straight to the carton, right? They're all three put together. But it's not, really shouldn't be here. And the Ridbaz explains to me, he said, even Rabbi Yitzchak Yossi can hold it by Megillah Yoytze. Aye, by other mitzvahs, Rabbi Yossi holds you're not Yoytze. So it says, Mara, Masnisa, I'm sorry, I punctuated this wrong. Let me start again on top of the page. Our Mishnah is just a run on sentence. Amar Rabbi Yosa, so Rabbi Yosa the Amora said, Mistabra makes sense to say that Yoda Rav Chista Betrumos. At least by Trumos, Rav Chista must concede that even though perhaps by Megillah, Rav Chista says, Rabbi Yossi, the Tano says, but he have a Yotze, by Trumas, where it says that you are Yotze, but he have it, right? That cannot be Rabbi Yossi. He has to concede there, Mistar B'yed Rav Chista B'Trumas, the he, and here the Ritbaz throws in the word, the low Krug Rabbi Yossi, that is not Rabbi Yossi. Because there it says that it doesn't say that Truma there has any problem with the Cheresh. It says, it sounds from the Mishnah and Truma say a Cheresh can take off Truma, even though he cannot hear what he is saying, cannot hear the bracha, he cannot hear the designation. So therefore, that says Rav Chista cannot be Rabbi Yossi. Because if Rav Chista holds, that Rabbi Yosa says cannot be, I'm sorry, that says Rabbi Yosa, that even Rav Chista must agree that it's not Rabbi Yossi. Now remember, why should that be? Rabbi Yosa is the one who said that Rabbi Yossi holds that all mitzvahs you have to hear. Now, Rabbi Yosa says, I can concede the point perhaps that Rabbi Yossi does not hold the line of his chumrah by Megillah, because Megillah is the Rabban. So, but since Megillah is the Rabban, it doesn't fall under the rubric of you have to hear what you're saying. Maybe Rabbi Yossi by Megillah could say, like Rav Chista says, that even in Cheresh is Yotze, Motzi and Yotze. But I cannot say that by Truma, because by Truma, that's, even though Truma's mind is the Rabban, but it stems from a Doraisa. And therefore, we still retain the flavor of the Doraisa. And since Rabbi Yossi, from Rabbi Yosa's perspective, holds that by all mitzvahs Doraisa, you must hear what you are saying. So therefore, if by Truma it says that a B'dievet, a Cheresh can't take off Truma, so then it must be that that's not like Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So again, he throws in the word the Lohi. And he says here again, on the second line, I'm Rabbi Yosa, Mistabra Yoder Rav Chista Betrumos. Even Rav Chista has to agree by Betrumos to eat the load Rabbi Yosi. Can't be like Rabbi Yosi. So it says, oh yeah? Aser Bechina B'Shem Rav Chista. Rav Chista came near Rav Chista and said, the Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi. Even the case of Truma is can work out according to Rabbi Yosi. Why is that? Because Truma is not a mitzvah, though it's not explained here in the explicitly in the Gemara, but the Ritbaz explains nicely. It says, Truma, the mitzvah is not to speak. What's the actual mitzvah by Truma?
To separate it, right.
So therefore, why do you have to speak to make a bracha? But that's not directly impacting on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is actually the physical separation. So everybody says, even Rabbi Yossi can agree that by Truma, a Cheresh can take off Truma, because the primary mitzvah is the separation, not the verbalization. Okay? So it says more again, Amr Aser became a Shem Rav, and Chisson said, to Rabbi Yossi, also gets a Truma, can be going like Rabbi Yossi. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon, this is the third Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon says, Korchach at Omar, you must say, it's you're compelled to say, to he, that the case in Truma is the low Rabbi Yossi. Again, the Ribas throws in the word the low. That the case of Trumas is not going to look Rabbi Yossi. Because even according to Rabbi Yossi, at the very least, L'chatchila, you should have to hear what you're saying. And the Tanninan that there in Trumas, it says, Chamishta Kamaitei, so it says five cases to begin with, and among those five cases, it must be. No, I made a mistake. Sorry, minor mistake. Okay, let's go back to Rabbi Yossi Rabbun. Rabbi Yossi Al Korat Omar, the he, the lo, the Rabbi Yo saw. It says Rabbi Yossi, and I read it Yossi. And the way the Ritbaz explains it, Rabbi Yossi says, the Mishnah in Trumas indicates Rabbi Yossi saw the Amora is not correct. Because what Rabbi Yossi saw the Amora said, Rabbi Yossi saw the Amora said that Rabbi Yossi passes all mitzvahs in the Torah. No matter what mitzvah it is, a Cheresh has to be able to hear what he's saying, right? And there, so by Truma, so maybe b'dieve he'd be okay, but the chadchila certainly he cannot be okay, a cheresh, because at least for the bracha, he should have to hear what he's saying. Vazanta should pertain at least to the bracha. Granted, bracha is not essential to the mitzvah, but at least the chadchila, if you hold that all mitzvahs the cheresh has to hear, and he cannot, and therefore he should be rejected, so at least the chadchila he should be rejected from making truma. Yet there in truma, it says the Tina Chamishta Kamaita. It says five first cases, the five first cases. It says that these are five people who shouldn't take truma. And if they took truma, it's not truma at all. Velotini Simon. It doesn't mention their cheresh, right? And im Misham Shein. No, it's the opposite. There are five cases. Oh yeah. No, I was right. This here, Chamishta Kamaitz of Lodni Tneimon. This is not one. It was the five cases mentioned, and Imi Shom Shein Trumoso Truma. And if it was one of the cases, I think I'm getting it wrong. This is the opposite. It's not a big deal. It's not material. Just might have to correct some of my notes. 1 second.
What is it? The Gemara doesn't mention the five cases.
No, but the cases are the two sets of five cases there. One set of five cases, five guys who chatchilo shouldn't take truma, and if they do take truma, the truma is not valid truma. And there are five cases where the five guys who shouldn't take truma, yeah. But if they did, their truma is valid truma. Cheresh is not one of either set of five cases. That's the Gemara's point, okay? It's not mentioned there at all. So, right, so if Rabbi Yossi was correct, then at least one of the Mishnah should mention the Rabbi Yossi argues and says at least L'chatchila shouldn't take off, right? That's what it means to say. So the thing in Chamisha Kamaisa said the five initial cases of Lot Nisayimon, those are the cases where the L'chatchila you shouldn't take off, but he can. And Im Misham Shein Trumas and Truma, if it's because his Truma is valid Truma, but the well, is not valid truma b'di'evet. So then, the tina chamishta chrisay. There are four or five other cases mentioned. No tnisimon. It doesn't say what then. So heavy sovich meimar. So you must say that it's going like the Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi, even though it says Yosa, that must say that our mission can even going like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi doesn't passel by other mitzvahs. He only passels by Shema. It says in our Mishnah Chavish is no good. You have to say that Rav Chista, that was just a Shigra Delishna. Because Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue in Trumos, where you would expect it to him to argue. And so he must, and if he doesn't argue by Trumos, you expect him to argue. It must be that Rabbi Yossi, the Amora was wrong, who thought Rabbi Yossi said his halacha by all the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yossi only says his halacha by Shema, and all other mitzvahs the Chavish can perform. Okay? Even once it's a contingent on speech. Okay, is he out of town? Did he say anything? It wasn't in the morning. It was either a couple of days. Okay, Ravina Machshir B'Katan. Ravina says a Katan can read the Megillah, even though the Mishnah says not. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, Katana, you see, I was a little kid. The Kritzilik near Rabbi Tarfon blew it, and I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and look. So they said, Katana, Isav, ain't they just the cotton? You were a child, you can't testify that you read the Megillah. Catch 22, right? You think you testify.
Ain't Nasadayim.
Yeah, but here, so you just can't testify. But my Rebbe said, my sister Krasia Lifnei Rabbi Yehuda Busha. So my sister, I read for Rabbi Yehuda and Usha. And below they said, Ain't Zuraya, Shumatir. It's not a Raya, because he's the Rabbi Yehuda's the one who holds its mutter. Of course he let you read. We need to know the Kohen Rabbani you're allowed to read. Nevertheless, says more. It's as if it says Mikoma Kom here. Despite that, Mikam Veilch Nogu Rabbin Krosa Beit Agnesis, from here on in the Minik became that the in public, in Shul, Ketanim read the Megillah. Now we don't have this Minik anymore, but the Rambam does bring down, Tuv Yerushalayim brings down in the beginning, at the bottom, that the Rambam says that a Katan may read the Megillah together with the Gadol. In other words, you can read, they can both read together as long as the Gadol is prompting him, right? It's maybe even the Gadol can read in an undertone, but either the Katan can read the Megillah in that case. However, we obviously do not, even though the Yerushalmi says the Katan can do it, obviously we do never do that.
Maybe the Gadol would say the Brachas and the Katan does.
Yeah, maybe, kind of like Haftorah or some type of thing, I don't know. Right, could be. Anyway, we don't do it, so it's not a material. Now, Bar Kapora, this is a very important sheet, which is not in the Bavli, but was brought down in Halacha. Bar Kapora, Tzorich Likros Lipnei Hanoshim Vnei Ketanim. You have to read the Megillah in front of women and in front of children. Shav Osama was something, they were also in the question, meaning in the Sakona, perhaps losing their lives in Shushan, or in the rest of Persia. Rishum and Levi overcame, Rishum and Levi did this. Machnesh Benoi, he took his children, obviously ones who under bar mitzvah with Megillah Chinuch, whom they based in the women of his household, the Korele Kumen, and he ran in front of them. Now this Yerushalmi is actually the source of the Shita Bag, a very famous Shita, holds the women are not Mechuyev to read Megillah and Mechuyev to hear it. Because here it doesn't say women are Chayev and Mikra Megillah. The language in the Bavli is Noshim Chayev and Mikra Megillah, the same Rabbi Shobel Levi. But here it doesn't say that. Here it says women are chayv to hear the Megillah. Because the chiyuv which they have is because they were in saved. But that doesn't necessarily give them a chiyuv the same level as men. By men, it's a specific takana to read the Megillah. But by women, it could be the only takana was to hear the Megillah, right? To commemorate their salvation. So therefore, women, in fact, by Megillah, have a lower level of chiyuv than men. That's why women couldn't be motzi a man. Because their chiyuv, according to the Bahag, is only to hear, not to say. So that's a shiloh whether women can be motzi a woman. There's a sheet in halacha, though most people know not that way. Most people know a woman can be motzi a woman, but a sheet in halacha, a woman can't be motzi a woman because she's not mechuyev to read, just to hear, right? So therefore, her reading is not a reading. So therefore, she can only hear from a man and not from another woman. There is such a sheet in halacha. Okay?
It's Skokie, they don't want to show me in Skokie.
So, all right, he's not here tonight, so... All right, so, says Gemara, further, Ain Kores Megillah Atru Tonei Tzalcham, you can't read the Megillah until sunrise. The Chesiv, it says, Bayom Asher Sibru Oyvei Yehudim L'Slor Bayim, on the day that the enemies of the Jews thought to overcome them, and this teaches us that you have to wait till sunrise, till the day. V'lo Molin, you cannot do Bris Milah until sunrise. Because it says, the eighth day, you cut off the foreskin. Lo tovlin, you cannot go to the mikveh before sunrise. It says you have to sprinkle the part of duma waters and go to the mikveh. And that's a linkage. Just like the sprinkles during the day, so the tefillah has to be during the day. Minayin shazoy biyom, how do we know the sprinkling part of duma ashes during the day? Because it says v'izoh Torah tomei, the Torah should sprinkle on the tomei v'yom hashlishi on the third day. Chol mechuyav tefilas ktavim k'darkon. All personages were liable to have a tefillah, they toivot the normal way by yom during the day. Chutz minana yinida violetis, except for the nida and a woman who gives birth. She'ena tovus ha'blayah, can only toivot at night. Why? Because they have to wait until their full 7 days is up, and therefore we don't want them to go home early and have relations with their husbands prior to their time being up, and therefore they can't go to the mikvah until nightfall. Okay? Nida shavar zmana. What about a woman whose 7 days already passed and she's on the 8th day? In other words, she missed the first night. So could she go to the mikvah the next day? So, tovelus ben bayom ben balayla. She can tovel both at night and during the day and at night. Doesn't matter because she's already after the time. Darsha Rav Chiya bar bar letzuria. Rav Chiya bar bar dashed this to the people in Tyre. Nida she'iber zmana, will nida whose time has passed. Tovelus ben bayom ben balayla, she goes to make her both during the day and at night. Says more tamon on me. However, in Bava they said, I feel over his money, even if her time has passed, lo titpo, she can't travel during the day. Mivnei chamosa, because of her mother-in-law, nei kalosa, and because of the daughter-in-law. That was a very interesting thing. Most unfortunately, we learn the Korban Eid, at least learns, that that's the same thing it says in the Bavli. It says Bavli, Mishum Srach Bita. That's what it says in the Bavli. It means that her daughter shouldn't see her toiling on the 8th day and think that she herself can toivel on the 7th day. Okay? Because her daughter might have to make a mistake. She won't realize that it's her mother's 8th day. She'll think it's her mother's 7th day. And she'll learn herself to go to the 7th day, right? But here it doesn't say that. And he learns here, the Gourmet learns that the mother-in-law will learn from her and the daughter-in-law will learn from her. But that's difficult because, so say the daughter. Why the daughter-in-law? Why the mother-in-law, right? Presumably the mother-in-law has been practicing for years, so therefore why does she need learning from her daughter-in-law? So the Mashbiach says a very nice pshat here. He says, the Gemara says in several places that mother-in-laws hate their daughters-in-law. Way of the world, mothers-in-law hate their daughters-in-law. Sure. So what she's going to hear means is that this woman's mother-in-law is going to go to her husband and say, or go to the neighbors for that matter, and say, my daughter-in-law, she's toiveling during the 7th day. She's a risha, she's an evil one. So therefore, we're afraid of Lashon Hara, or Moitzi Shemra, actually. So that's what it's saying, because of her mother-in-law, this daughter-in-law is going to get a child, but she goes to mikvah during the 8th day because the mother-in-law is going to say it's the 7th day. So therefore, she better not go during the day. Okay? Now, since that's the problem, so Yerushalmi is not so clear about this. No, it's like the Bavli, who holds it's a bad educational move because the daughter's going to learn, so it's an obvious problem, right? But the Yerushalmi, which understood, or actually got, you know, through broken telephone from Bavel, the message that it was because of some internecine rivalry, so therefore they're not so clear about this issue. So therefore brings down Isha Chat Mishal Beis Rabbo Seinu, as a certain woman from the house of the Nesim of our Rabbeim, Rosa Tavels Kedaka B'Yom, they saw her traveling the normal fashion during the day, right? So how could that be? No Mar Mavir's Manavos, we have to say that was after the time had elapsed. Then obviously there were still those who had tradition Eretz Yisrael and going to mikvah during the day as long as the 7 days were over, and this was the 8th day already. Okay? Now, what about a nida shenan savitovla? Now, I don't know why this is brought down here. Nida was pushed off, let's say, into the river, and that's how she did tevila. She didn't actually intend it to go. So I think it's something about, even if she was pushed off during the day, not at night. What about she was pushed off during the 8th day, so she has to go again to the mikvah that night? She was pushed in. Now, what's her status at night? So Rav Simei B'Shem Rav said, Toira Lebesa. This is actually a pitzel we have in the Bavli as well. Vis-a-vis her husband, she's tor. However, Utsmei Latar, she'll still can't take Trumus Umaisa. They made a mila vis-a-vis Tyrus that she has to be Toivo Ladas. She can't Toivo just by accident. She actually has to intend to Toivo.
There's no concept of Tzvulion here for her.
No, there's no concept.
She were
But it doesn't matter. Even though she's a tzvulyom, no. First of all, there's no concept tzvulyom vis-a-vis neither. But there would be a concept tzvulyom vis-a-vis tuma. But she doesn't even have that because vis-a-vis tuma, you know, for foodstuffs, her tefillah is not counted at all. It's as if she didn't toivel. Rabbi Siva Shem Rav said, Rabbi Lezer Shem Rav said, Tamea Bela Beis of Melataros. He says, we know Pascha's way, he says, even for her husband, she's Tamea, if she was pushed in. My time, or why? It says, V'kubash Shenis V'toher. It says the garment should be washed a second time if it had saras and then become tar. Mari shani ladas, just like the first time it was intentional. Havishnia, and that's for Havishnia, so the second time ladas has to be intentional. Minayin shari shani ladas, I know the first time it's going to be intentional. Because it says, V'tziva akoin, the coin should command, V'kivsu, and they should launder the garment. So we see that the laundering process, which here is laundering by putting in a mikveh, so then it has to be done with das here with the intent of the kohen. Okay? So therefore, if she's pushed off, again, we don't pass this way, but if she's pushed off into the river, it's not a valid tefillah because it has to be intentional, just like a tzivui is intentional, commands intentional, so too she has to have intention. Says Amara, you just said that a woman can't go to the mikveh early. What about, it says, Vana Chami, we saw Rabbana, the rabbis, Makdimin Libura. Now, the way Galen Ephraim explains, it's not here in Shabbos, but the way he explains is that we've seen rabbis going up to the Suras Rosh Chodesh. Suras Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be at night. The second, the night of what would have been the second day of Rosh Chodesh, right? The night of the
first, right,
which is now became the 30th instead, right? So if it's not the 30th, sorry, the night which would have been the 30th, which is the first, right? Obviously, it's Rosh Chodesh. So they go up then to make Rosh Chodesh at night to let everybody know that it's Rosh Chodesh. So it says that it's supposed to be Dafka at night. I just like the tefillah has to be Dafka at night. So yeah, so how come we saw Vanachami Rabbana Magdimin Libur? We saw the rabbis going up early on that night, when the night which would have been the 30th now became the first to the Suda, and why didn't they go up on time late, just like Nida has to go up at night? So it's where I'm now. Mashiach Amanda said there it's different. Mitzvah lacking, there it's a mitzvah to go early, because he desires the mitzvah in order to do the mitzvah quickly. But here, what's the Mila? The other rabbi, here it's going to be in Kilkul. So therefore, by over there, it's not a problem. But here, by Nida, there's no Mila in her going to mikveh early. She has to wait till nightfall completely. Okay.
Getting back to reading the Megillah, you have to wait till Netzach Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the second reading, not the first reading.
Right, the second reading, obviously. Yeah, not the one at night.
Yeah.
It's funny. It is funny because we never actually discussed the first one. Says Kochav, anything like that, but we jump right into the second one. Naskin. Okay, call your kosher Kriyas Megillah. The entire day is kosher for reading the Megillah. The Kriyas Ha'alo for reading the Ha'alo, the Kriyas Shofar, playing Shofar, the Yosluv, taking Luv, the Yosluv, the Musavim, the Davin Musav, the Musavim, if that matter, the sacrifice of Musavim, the Bez Amikdash, the Vidu Yiporim, to say Vidu on the bulls on Yom Kippur, Levidu Meiser to say after one has brought all one's Meisers up to Yerushalayim that one has done so. Vidu Yom Kippur to the Tshuva Yom Kippur. Lesmicha to smicha on a carbon. Leshchita to slaughter a carbon. Letnuva to wave a carbon. Lagasha to bring the carbon, the mincha close to Mizbeach. Lekmitza to take the fistful of the mincha in the one's hands. Laktar to place it on the Mizbeach. Lemlika to slit open the neck of the bird. La Kabbal to receive the blood. La Azoy to sprinkling blood. La Shkoya Sota to give a Sota a drink. La Rifa Segla to ring the neck of a young calf in a valley near where a dead person has been found without being able to find the murderer. Lataras Mitzora and to purify the Mitzora. If he's going to Torah, all these things must be done during the day. Okay? Says Gemara, Kol Yom Kosher Kriyas Megillah. The entire day is Kosher Kriyas Megillah. Now the Kamecha Mayim explains what's Gemara saying. Gemara saying even from Amud HaShachar. Gemara wants to know how do we know that even from dawn it's kosher? So in that Yerushalayim brings the puzzle. See, by Yom on the day Asher Sibru Eve Yudim Lishlot Bohem, the days which the enemies of the Jews taught to overcome them. So by Yom means any part of the day. In other words, even if it's just dawn, that suffices at least by the Yevon. Okay. Kriyas Ha'alel also, or the Chsiv Zehayom, Vaso Hashem Nogil Nizchabo, any part of the day which is called Yom, is the day which rejoice. With Kriyas Shov, the Chsiv Yom Trothi Elochem, a day of shofar blowing. Untias Lov, because the Chsiv, it says, Lukachtem Lochem, Yom Rishon, take yourselves on the first day. Let's feel some Musafim, The Chassid, it says, Ubiyon Tzavosah, on the day he commanded Mesro. L'smicha l'shchita l'tnufa, for all these things, doing smicha, slaughtering, and waving the korban, la'gosha, to bring a mincha close to his mizbeach, l'kmitza, to taking a fistful of the mincha, la'aktor, to putting stuff on his mizbeach, l'mlika, to slitting open the neck of the bird, l'kabola, to receiving blood, la'zoy, to sprinkling, all these things, how do we know that they were kosher even from Amud HaShachar, the Chassid, Biyom Tzavasos Meisal, on the day he commanded Am Yisrael, no matter what time of day it is, as long as it's at least some daybreak and there being any time after dawn. Okay? That was easy. Halacha Zayin. Kol Laila Kosher L'Ktziras Omer. The entire night is kosher for harvesting the Omer. Now, what night does the Omer have to be harvested?
Tes Zayin.
The 16th day of Nisan, right? At night. Then we bring it the next day. So the entire night is kosher for harvesting the Omer. Also, the entire night is kosher L'Aktir Chalavim V'Evoin, to put the leftover fats and limbs from the korban on top of the mizbeach. Zeklah. This is down principle. Davar shemitzvah siyom b'sayim, what is the mitzvah during the day? Kosher koyom, it's kosher the entire day. Shemitzvah so b'lai, once it's kosher at night, and mitzvah so kosher kol laila, it's kosher all night. Okay, now, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, very interesting thing. Kol ayi laila kosher l'sfir so'omer. Count l'sfir so'omer all night. Now, it's a strange thing, it's partial, right? Or what's the chiddush? That's the chiddush. So I want to tell you, I looked through all the mefarshim squad and I was not satisfied. So therefore, when cases like that, what do? Make it up. Which calls for another cup of coffee.
Okay.
So what I made up here is based on the following. We have halacha, which is not usually employed but ignored. The halacha states that it's a hitter. The count Sfiras Omer as early as possible.
Right.
You know, every evening. Yeah. Okay, guess why?
Many rabbis do that. Maybe not for hitter purposes. But
no, they, so they don't forget later on. Oh. Do you know why it's hitter mitzvah?
Because everyone's still in shul.
No. Because it's mimos. Because tmimos means every day should be complete. So we want to count the whole day. How do you count the whole day? By counting mamash at the beginning. Beginning of a new day. I didn't make that up. It's actually brought down the Rishonim. So there, the base. Yosef brings it down in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Petuf Petes. So now, the Yerushalmi is asking, really, just like the previous Mishnah we have, Gemara, we asked, how do we know that you're allowed to count, you're allowed to do all those things which require the day from Amud HaShachar. Now we want to know how you're now allowed to do all the things which require night from the beginning of the night, which I assume means Shkia, although it might mean right after Tzeis HaKochavim. But how do you know you're allowed to do it right at Shkia? Let's say for our purposes, right at Shkia. Okay? It says Kol HaLaila, sounds like from the earliest point called night, which means even away from Shkia might be good enough to do Sfiras Omer.
Halachically, we never consider night from Shkia. We always
Lemaisa that those Lemaisa that those who do count Sfira after Shkia. Yeah, and the Yoyotze because of Suffolk Rabbanan. But let's say not. Let's say even right after Tzeis. Okay, let's say it's right after Tzeis. So how do we know that it's kosher right from the beginning of night, whenever that is, on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon? There's going to be Rabbi Lezer or Shimon. Because Rabbi Lezer or Shimon says, Omer, Mehechel Liktzor, from the time you can harvest, you have the Tocheli spore, you can start counting. Now, and that is, when can you start harvesting the sphere of the Omer, the Ksiris, for Ksiris Omer, right at the beginning of the night.
Right.
So you do Sfiras Omer at the beginning of the night. It says, what? Me'ata, if that's the case, Yotzul Chutz Latchum. Now, remember, when you're harvesting, the second night Pesach means first night in Eretz Yisrael of Chol HaMoed.
Right.
So what do you want to say that? If a person wants to go out, he can go out after all, right before Yom Tov ends already, you can go out Chutz L'Tchum, not exactly Chutz L'Tchum, but to 2,000 amos away from the city. So, even if he does that, he goes 2,000 amos away from the city where I assume the first grain fields are. Can he immediately begin harvesting Motzoi Yom Tov? Efshel L'Chavin, can he tell exactly when Yom Tov is over? In other words, it's always Motzoi Yontif, so you can never start at the beginning of the night. You always have to be Moisei from Yontif, right? So I can say, Kol Laila's Kosher Sfiras HaOmer, it's Motzoi Yontif. You cannot precisely start cutting when Yontif is over, because we don't know when precisely Yontif is over.
Wait for three stars, but, and then you start cutting.
Maybe, but that's not precise, right? Right. Three stars is a simon that is dark enough, right. But that's not the time. The time is when it's dark, right? So says the Gemara, Eshel Chavin. So says the Gemara, No, I got it wrong. I punctured it wrong. Let me do it again from the beginning. Me'ata from the bottom. Me'ata yotzel chutz tchum. Top now. Came to chashech yatili yatzchilik tzor. It's a statement. So if that's the case, once you get, and so you're saying that the entire, you could start harvesting right away, so let a person, motzoi yontif, go out, wait 2,000 amas away from the city, and maybe when yontif is over, he should start being able to cook, because you just said that you can start counting right after you can start cutting. So it must be you start cutting right in the beginning. So as much theoretically you could, but efshul l'chavi. The only reason you can't start cutting right away at the beginning of nightfall is because it's not easy. It's not possible to precisely pinpoint the onset of nightfall. You cannot pinpoint, and therefore, since it's Motzoi Yontif, so you cannot cut until Yontif is over, right? However, Lefichu Kol Laila Kosher, therefore, for Sfiras HaOmer, the entire night is kosher. Because the only reason why I can't do Sfiras HaOmer right away when night begins is because I cannot tell precisely when it begins. But hypothetically, I could. So therefore, for Sfiras HaOmer, where it's not a question of Chilul Yontif, right, because I'm not going to be Chilul Yontif by counting, so therefore I can count already from the moment night begins. I don't have to be concerned that I won't be precise, because as long as I get it more or less accurate, that's sufficient. Okay? So in fact, again, I see, as I said at the beginning, I think that this Gemara is taking into account the concept of Sfiras HaOmer at the beginning of the night, and saying you really can count Sfira right from the beginning of the night, which halacha l'maisa in fact means that if a person did count after Shkia, he's Yotze. Okay? It's preferable to wait till Tzeis. But even that doesn't necessarily have to be a later Tzeis. The Gemara is quite clear in saying it can be an earlier Tzeis. Okay? Now, Hoya Makrib Minchas Omer, along these lines, this is a continuation. A person was standing the next morning, the next day, in the Beis HaMikdash, and was sacrificing the Minchas Omer. V'nitma, a dead rat, fell on it. V'nitma biyodo, became tummy in his hands. Omer mevin lo acheres, he tells him, and then they bring him another one. V'imlav, if there's no other one to bring,
one second.
If there's no other one to bring, right, there's no other grain in the Beis HaMikdash. So then they say, so then Oymer Lo, the Kohanim say to him, or the Kohen says to him, Heve Pikech, be smart, ushtok, and shut up.
Don't say it.
Don't say it's tummy, right. Actually, that's what it says here, right.
Wow.
That's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Lezer, Rishim goes, takes even further. Even if there is other still grain around, we say to him, have APK, Hushtok, be quiet, be smart and shut up. Shane, why? Shane, Omer, Shaniktsar, Shalol, Mitzvah, so kosher. And Omer, which is not harvested for the purpose of mitzvah, is not kosher. You must use the grain harvested expressly for that purpose of Omer for the Omer. You cannot take grain off the shelf and use it. So therefore, even if it's Tama, you use it, right? Rabbi holds you can take grain off the shelf. So therefore, okay, you can if as long as it's other grain, you can tell us and we'll take other grain. But Rabbi Lezer Shimon holds it must be grain which came from the actual harvesting the night before. Omer does not come from the granary. Literally means the second floor, but the granary has to be from that which is harvested expressly for that purpose. Omer, I think it's Rebbe. Aser Lezer Rishim Kishitas Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Lezer Rishim said goes like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shalaviv, his father's Rebbe. Who is Rabbi Lezer Rishim's father? Was that last Rabbi Shimon's father?
Shimon.
Which Rabbi Shimon? Take a wild guess. You'll get it right.
Shimon and Tzadik.
No. Not that wild. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he, so his Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon's Rabbi is Rabbi Akiva, right? So Rabbi Shimon said in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon said, was following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shaviv, his father's Rabbi. The same time we learned over there, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva is the general principle which Rabbi Akiva said. You could have done from Erev Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't push off Shabbos. Which could have been done in Erev Shabbos does not push off Shabbos. Which cannot be done from Erev Shabbos. Dechaz Shabbos that does push off Shabbos. Well, Tzirus Omer does push off Shabbos. You're allowed to do Tzirus Omer even on Shabbos. If that's the case, it must be that it has to be done on Shabbos. Why must that be on Shabbos? It must be that the Omer can only come dissolved from grain which is harvested on Tzayin at night. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's Shita, and therefore it's, even if it became Tomei, you use it anyway. Because it's not kosher to use any other grain for that purpose.
Now, isn't there the Raisa to
yeah, but it's Derech Shabbos. Oh, being Tamei? No, because Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. So if this carbon tzibur can only be brought, so carbon tzibur, if it can only be brought from Tamei, then there's no choice. It's the Hutra B'tzibur.
Okay,
it's a play on it's a variation on the theme of Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. Okay, even though the Kohanim are not Tamei, the nation's not Tamei, but this carbon can only be run this way, so it's Matir Tuma. Okay, says more further. Wait a minute. How can you say Rabbi Akiva holds that anything which cannot be done from Erev Shabbos is Docha Shabbos? So then we learn Meister Shavu Yosef Meraboyim Zug. We have this from Sechta Rosh and says that 40 pairs of Hadim who saw the new moon passed, but Rabbi Akiva did not get them go. He kept them by him in Lud. He would not let them go to Basin. So if that's okay, if it's that sign which you can't do before Shabbos, because new moon wasn't seen before Shabbos, so why didn't he let them go to Basin on Shabbos? Says more, Mibnesha you are poim zug, because there are 40 groups. If there was only one group, Loya Makvoy would have let them go, because of course it was necessary, because even though in Shabbos it's something which is going to be done on Shabbos, therefore it's Dochu Shabbos. Okay, the next Gemara, for the next few lines, a lot of here's the change of the Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael, and they make sense. I'm going to learn with those changes, so bear with me. First, take out the mem in the next word. That's a small change. Or you did harvest, but you became Tomei. Can you harvest during the day? Right? The day of Tessain. Right? Can you harvest during the day? So is it status Ketzira Salila, like the night before? Okay, Bama Eliyah, is it status as if it came from the granary? Now, in Tamer, if you're going to say, here's where the changes start, just change all Ksiris Laila to Bamin Aliyah, and all Binan Bamin Aliyah to Ksiris Laila. In Tamer, if you're going to say, Kib Bamin Aliyah, that which you harvested in the day is as if you took it out of your granary, Ashkel Samar, then you would come out saying, Chara Paugu, there's only one Machlokas Ben Rabbi Lez Reb Shimon Ben Rabbanan, between Lez Reb Shimon Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Amrin, Rabbanan holds, you would only malachos say, the Rabbanan say, Haba min aliyah kosher. That's, you can take grain for the grain from the granary. Rabbi Lezer Shimon says, Haba min aliyah is possible. That which comes from the grain, from the granary is possible. So therefore, there's only one machlokas, whether it can come from the granary or not. And since Rabbi Lezer Shimon holds it can't come from the granary, it has to be from the night before. Since the Rabbanan and the Kaholi can come from the granary, so therefore it can either be from the granary or from Ketziras Hayom. Because Ketziras Hayom is the same thing like coming from the granary, right? So it can be from either or, right? However, in Tamar, if you're going to say Ketziras Laila, if you're going to say that harvest corn rabbanon harvesting the grain during the day is as if you harvest at night. And then you come out saying Tartim Palgvon, that the Tumach locus is Bain, Rabbi Lezer Vashim Rabban, Mitri Lezer Vashim Rabban. The Rabban Rami, one would be, the Rabban say Ksiris Ayom Ksiris Laila, that that which you cut during the day is as if you cut it at night, and therefore it's good even Lachatchila. If you say Ksiris Ayom, it is like Ksiris Laila, that Rabban over harvesting the day is like harvesting the night, then that's one machlokus. Because the Rabbi Lezer Hashem knows to be Dafka night. And the other machlokus would be, again, the Rabbana Namre, Ksiris Yom, Ksiris Lai, Rabbi Lezer Hashem, and Ksiris Yom, Ksiris Lai, harvesting day is not a harvesting at night. And the second machlokus would be, like we learned already before, Rabbana Namre, Rabbana say, Abomin Aliyah, that which comes from your granary is kosher, Rabbi Lezer Hashem, and Oimer, Abomin Aliyah, which comes in your granary is puzzle. So there would be in that case two machloksim. The bottom line is Rabbi Lezer Rishim says must be from at night. Rabbanan say can come from the granary. And then there's a separate question where there's a separate machlokus about when it's harvested during the day, that whether Rabbanan hold that's as good as if it came at night, and therefore it's even the chatchila good, or it's only as good as coming from your granary, and therefore only the evidence good. That's what the Gemara is leaving up in the air. We don't know. Okay? Says more up further. Rav Shimon Lugish Boy. Yes. Ksiris Omer Maushir as a Shabbos B'yom. Well, he's like, we know it's Dochah Shabbos when it's done at night. The push of Shabbos is done at night. What about when it's done during the day? There's a push of Shabbos then. Right? You didn't do it the night before. It's doing it during the day. So says the Gemara, Heis Rabbi Abaye. Rabbi said, I have an explicit brisa. For today we learn mutli k'tzor b'layla mitzvasim. So the mitzvah is led to harvest at night. Niktzor harvest during the day, kosher. V'doichas of Shabbos, a pusher of Shabbos. It sounds like you're in your day, it's a pusher of Shabbos. V'lo kibli. Rish Lakish did not accept this. You know why he didn't accept it? Because he says, who says the words doichas Shabbos here are going on b'yoy? Maybe the words doichas Shabbos are going b'layla. So it's Dorcha Shabbos at the very end of this brisa. Maybe those words Dorcha Shabbos not going back on the sefer which says Nixarino Kosher, but on the ratio when it says Mitzvah Leikzar Balayla, and only then it's the Dorcha Shabbos. So didn't accept that. Nevertheless, Amr Rabbi Acha Chazer Be Rishim and Lakish. Rishim and Lakish reneged his position, and he resolved that even when Jews cut during the day to push up Shabbos, obviously, like the Shita which we had before, the Rabbanan hold Ketziras Yom is like Ketziras Laila, though obviously during the day is the same at night, Minado, from the following Brisa. This is a bit tricky, this Brisa. It's not so explicit. It says there, once became night of Tezayin, Amalan, so the person in charge would say to the people who are about to harvest the grain for the Omer, Ba'ashemesh, the sun is set. Amalan, he would say to the people surrounding him, Ba'ashemesh, did the sun set? Omer, and they would say, yes. Ba'ashemesh, he would ask again, did the sun set? Omer, it would say yes. And that in itself is not right. But at the end of the Brice, it says that it's Doicha Shabbos. Now, what are we talking about? In the end of that Brice, it says Doicha Shabbos. Im alive, it's telling us that at night it's Doicha Shabbos. Kvar Omer, it said already another Brice. So why is it repeating it? So it must be Imeinu Elimeinu Inu. We're dashing the Mishnah like a pasuk, right? Imeinu Inu. Right? We had this very often in the Yerushalayim. Not so often, but we've had it several times. If the words Doichas Shabbos are a main winning lie, they're not necessarily in the Mishnah for nighttime, because you know it from elsewhere. It's an early yom, so it must be it's going in daytime. It's something that even harvesting in the day pushes off Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Period. New thing. Darvashu Doichas Shabbos by yom. Something which pushes off Shabbos during the day. Machshir Maushit Chus to Shabbos night, can the preparations push off Shabbos night before? For example, if you have to sharpen your knife, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's allowed to do such things on Shabbos. Can you sharpen a knife the night before in order to harvest during the day, the following day? It's all one day, it's all Tezayin. But I do the achones during the night if I'm only going to be Derech HaShabbos during the day, or do the preparations also be taking place during the day because I'm only going to be Derech during the day? Okay, it's a good question. So this is Marvatin. Did we learn explicitly? Hamidu, Osi Chavitin. It says that when they every day they used to make put up pancake makers, Osi Chavitin, to make the pancakes of Kohen Gadol. When we used to make the pancakes at night. When the Kohen Gadol bring his pancakes? During the day. Mm-hmm. So we see he can make the preparations the night before. Says Marti Pater B'chol. Maybe we can resolve that soy batter on a weekday. On a Shabbos, they only make the pancakes during the day. Says Marti Rabbi Chia Rabbi Yada. That can't be. Because Rabbi Chia said the name Rabbi Yada. Zu say to Tommy Lubao Vodas Beis Okeno. The order of the Talmud enumerated in Masech the Talmud is the order of Hashem's service, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. So we see you can make preparations at night. Furthermore, another riot that you can do at night, for at the end, then we learn, Katsru, it says that they harvested the Omer, they put it into baskets. They brought it to the Koyah, the basic Mikdash. They would toast it on fire. In order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, bringing a toast. And this would be done at night. For the carbon was the next day. So you see, you can make the preparations at night for the Mitzvah, which is going to be Deichel only on the next day. Says more Omar Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Yosamar said that's not right. Because then he came Shehisko B'mitzvah, Omrim Lo Marek, Marok. Once he began the mitzvah, we tell him to finish it. How did he begin the mitzvah there? By harvesting. It's true there are two separate mitzvahs, the harvest and the bringing. But we're considering it to be one long mitzvah. So therefore, once you started at night, but being pushing off Shabbos, by harvesting, you can continue on by making other preparations. Our Shiloh, which you cannot resolve from here, is what happens if you start preparation from scratch without a preceding mitzvah, a preliminary mitzvah night? Is that okay? And there's no riot from here. By the way, from this Gemara and the identical sugya in Rosh Hashanah, where it appears as well, I think it's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, this is the source for that which you say. Oh, I'm a maskim mitzvah, I'm a Gemara. There's no such statement anywhere in Shas. Somebody brings in a statement, starts mitzvah, should finish it. But here is a similar thing. Hamas shem hischa b'mitzvah, kem shisva mitzvah omer lo marok. Once you begin a mitzvah, we tell you to finish it. Okay, Hesiv Rabbi Yudim, so says more, I don't understand. Hesiv Rabbi Yudim kaputkai kum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudim kaputkai sent for Rabbi Yossi. Why is it not a good riot for Momer? Let's imagine this case. Let's say we're talking about a year when they weren't able to harvest. According to Rabbani, you could bring from your granary. So in that case, he didn't begin the mitzvah. We shouldn't tell him to make it. We shouldn't tell him he's not allowed to make it at night, right? And then we never see any distinction. The Mishnayos never say distinction whether you began the mitzvah by harvesting or you're starting from scratch because you took it from your granary. It always says you make the toast at night. So it must be that the halacha is that you can to make the machshirin at night regardless. That's a question, and the Gemara doesn't answer. Gemara goes on. Hey, see, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Susi, Kum Rabbi Yosef. Yaakov, Bar Susi, as for Rabbi Yosef, don't we have explicit proof that you could do the preparation at night for the mitzvah during the day from Kiddush HaChodesh? For the witnesses, but from the moon, Tnina Shalom Halach Laila V'yom, the witnesses which are a night's and day's journey away from the Yerushalayim, wherever they're making the new moons, L'chanas HaShabbos, they desecrate the Shabbos, and they go out later to HaChodesh. So here we see the testimony can only be during the day, that they're going out the night before. So we see you can make preparations at night for desecrating the next day, right?
So they could only do it at nighttime because that's when the moon is
No, but so don't travel till the next morning. They're traveling to Yerushalayim at night.
You
want to get there as quickly as you can. So one answer is Mikema Tzorich L'Layla, since you need the need, basically what he's saying is like you're saying, you need all that travel time, so Kamisha Kulo Yom, right? You need all those 18 hours, whatever you had. That's one answer. Rabbi Yisrael says another answer, which is more gishmak, more lomdish. He says, the lolum afreihu kodesh. Kiddush HaKadosh works retroactively from the evening before, right? So Kemenshu Kodesh Mafreo, so sitting comes retroactively, Rosh Kodesh from the beginning of the day, Hu Yom Hu Laila, there's no differentiation between night and day. In other words, there's certain mitzvahs which are night, day, or night, right? A, this is day, not night. But Rosh Chodesh is day and night. So therefore here, the Eidus is about Rosh Chodesh, so therefore they can ready to be Mechal the night, in order the retroactive that night should be Rosh Chodesh. Hajlo Perak HaKoyel Mafreya.